This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. We begin this week with the news that Andrew Barr is set to become Chief Minister of the Australian Capital Territory, making him the first openly gay head of government in Australian history. The Treasurer and Deputy Leader in the ACT Labor Greens government has the party's backing to take over after Katie Gallagher stood down to pursue election to the Australian Senate. Andrew Barr is promising to bring a bold and ambitious vision to the job and already has a history of pushing for gay law reform. He was a key campaigner for the ACT's same-sex marriage legislation, which was overturned 1 year ago this week. In 2011, he and Senator Penny Wong moved a motion at the ALP National Conference that enshrined support for marriage equality into the party platform.
We deserve the respect and the dignity afforded to others. We deserve equality. I can see no good argument for allowing only opposite-sex couples to formalise and celebrate their relationships through marriage.
A mother in Brisbane has set the standard for how to respond to a transgender child coming out with a posting in the Courier Mail's birth section last week. Yolanda Bogart published a notice in the paper saying she was informed that her daughter, Elizabeth Ann, born in 1995, is actually her son, Kai. The correction, which blitzed social media, said that loving Kai was the easiest thing in the world and chided him to tidy his room. Kai and his mum spoke to Channel 9.
I was a little surprised at first, but then not surprised at the same time because it's something she would do. I've known, but been unable to put a word to it since I was about 10. And I've been waiting since about this time last year, to tell mum.
But the question remains, has Kai tidied his room?
No, I'm still waiting for Ellen to tell me to tidy my room.
Liberal Democratic Senator David Lionhelm has confirmed a verbal stoush that took place between he and Senator Bill Heffernan over gay marriage. Heffernan branded Lionhelm a terrorist over his threat to block part of the government's agenda if the coalition party room isn't offered a conscience vote. When he refused to withdraw the threat, Lionhelm admitted to the Daily Telly this week that he told Heffernan to F off.
Meanwhile, Australian marriage equality is almost halfway to raising the $50,000 it needs to lobby the 25 politicians whose support is critical to the success of Senator Lionhelm's marriage bill. Alastair Kingston has the details.
AME says their possible campaign to raise the much-needed funds is vital, given opponents of marriage equality like the Australian Christian Lobby reportedly have a war chest of funds to fight same-sex marriage. Deputy Director Ivan Hinton has urged supporters to donate to the cause, saying if they don't achieve the target, achieving reform will be hard. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
Turning overseas now, and tensions have ratcheted up in Arizona this week between a group of protesters and a pastor who called for the mass murder of gay people. A crowd gathered to protest peacefully outside the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, squaring off against Pastor Stephen Anderson and members of the church who flashed their open carry handguns. They were demonstrating against a disturbing sermon which hit the news last week.
We could have an AIDS-free world by Christmas. Here's what the Bible says, Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And that, my friend, is the cure for AIDS.
Local Rabbi Dean Shapiro joined other faith groups in denouncing Anderson's hate speech and calls for violence. The Church of Stephen Anderson has long advocated for the death penalty for gay people and was designated an anti-gay hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Centre.
Staying in the United States, and on a brighter note, gay marriage could be coming to Florida in January. After the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals threw out a request to extend the stay on an earlier court ruling against the state's ban. And now with the week's sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
A new Kent State University report has revealed that the Gay Games provided Cleveland with a $52 million economy boost. The eight-day event attracted 20,000 people and exceeded the $36 million raised by last year's senior games. Local businesses in northeast Ohio also profited from the event and new jobs were created in the area. And openly gay Aussie bobsledder Simon Dunn has launched a crowdfunding campaign to secure his future. The Canadian-based athlete and former rugby player started the pledge drive on GoFundMe.com and so far has raised $1,300 of his $10,000 total. The money will go towards equipment, travel costs and his 2018 Winter Olympic campaign.
Thanks, Tanya. And finally, in happy news, the leader of the opposition in the Senate, Labor's Penny Wong, has announced she and her wife are expecting a baby. Senator Wong told the Adelaide Advertiser that the couple's second child, who was conceived via IVF using the same donor as their first child, will arrive in April next year. And that's it for QNN for another week. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.